Yo, and we back, and we back, and we back in the motherfucking stew. It's your boy Johnny Sins.
Yo, we up, we up, we up. In the motherfucking stew, it's your boy OVO Alf.
Okay, okay, I fuck with the you guys' energy. Okay, it's your boy Schemer 400. I was gonna say Mr. Cloud Chaser, bro. When I was listening to him, that shit gay.
The Mr. Cloud
Chaser. You got me on the edge of my seat, nigga.
Because yeah. I was about to say Mr. And I was Schemer, but I was like, nah, Mr. Schemer sounds whack.
That was the end credits Marvel scene right there, bro.
I don't know, bro. Schemer still sounds pretty gay to me, but to each their own.
Low-key, bro. Ever since I've been kicking it with all those other fools, and I keep constantly hearing this dude named Schemer, bro, sometimes I catch myself calling him that Schemer, too. Totally it's just too, hard. Like,
fucking,
it's too...
They're a fucking follower,
it
bro.
Just rolls the tongue. I usually just call this dude Eric. No, because whenever I say, yeah, bro, where's Rat at? These niggas are all like, what? Who's that? What? Like,
The Rat, that's like the OG. What?
I know. I love that name.
Schemer?
Schemer, dog.
You're a fucking sheep right now, Alfred.
I know, huh? But I'm a black sheep, though.
The black sheep?
Okay.
I respect it.
What's a black sheep?
Sheep that's black?
You can get with this, or you can get with that, bro. What are you getting with?
With that.
All right.
Which way does the culture ride point?
That way.
That way.
Okay, Eric. Let's talk, bro. Because before pre-recording, you low-key were starting to piss me off. So, but
you know, I actually got told that that's what they like.
You like when they piss me. They like when you piss me off.
Yeah, they say we should start a segment. Pissing Johnny off.
Fucking with John.
People like laughing at my pain. It's crazy, bro.
They said they're tired of what grinds Johnny's gears. They want what pisses Johnny off.
Oh, man.
Hey, they said it, not me.
It is what it is, bro.
So, okay, let's go. Yo, you know, I feel like you have a special hatred to me versus him.
What do you mean?
Like I know Alf can piss you off. Like, you'll be crawling under your skin, no homo. But then me, hey, I feel like I get under your skin.
You don't want to know what the difference is, bro? Alfie, like, I feel like he tries to piss me off. You just piss me off because you say the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Low key.
There's a difference there, bro.
It gets the job done.
You be saying some wild shit. But I love it, though. It makes that shit entertaining.
I'm like, bro, how can you possibly, like, actually think that? But, hey, I can't change your mind. And you probably can't change mine.
Hey, bro, the life of a schemer.
Anyways, Eric, what
you didn't like that.
What were you saying earlier? All
right, what were we talking about? Spit it off.
Oh, you know.
Take it from the back.
No, so, every song on Astroworld is certified platinum.
By Travis Jack. Yes, owned sir. By Cactus Scott.
The only other album, hip hop album to do that is Cardi B's fucking. What the fuck is the one with Bodak Yellow?
Invasion of Privacy? The one that she beat Travis Scott for?
Yeah.
That actually makes me so mad, bro. And it wasn't even just Travis Scott, because Swimming dropped that year too.
That one's garbage. That's fucking stop playing with
see,
me.
See, like, I don't know how you could think that, bro.
But how did she beat my boy Travis Jack, bro? That shit was bullshit. He was pissed. All I know is I don't know if you guys seen his little documentary on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
When he was doing that strut, the walk of shame back to his car, and he hit it with a fuck. I felt that shit for him, man. He knew he got fucked.
Yeah, I look and watch a video on fucking YouTube about, like, the upcoming of Travis and how he all got started and shit. Going to fucking New York. Living off his fucking parents' quote-unquote money for books. That's fresh. I'll give him
money for books.
Yeah. Our so fucking he told his parents that he needed money for books.
Right. And he used that for his, like, to pursue, like, his rap
career. Yeah, he's like studio time and shit.
And then he went back to his parents.
Yeah.
And they kicked his ass out, and then he moved to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Hard. That's hard.
That's hard.
Goddamn jockeys.
Honestly, though, that's fucking real, bro. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. Like, that's a lot. Going fucking couch to couch and shit. Going to L.A. Then getting fucking told that fucking Kanye wants to meet up.
My parents would fucking whoop my ass, bro.
All I know is my parents will say, you did it. You said you could do it. And now you want your help.
No, my parents would whoop my ass. I mean, if I succeed in the end, you know, I get the bragging rights back. But my parents would whoop my ass if I did that shit.
So, yeah, anyways, Johnny, so go ahead.
So what did you say? You said every song in Travis Jack's Astroworld officially went platinum.
Yes.
No, nothing else.
Nothing else. I thought you had more. I thought you had more.
I gave you the alley-oop and you didn't go for the dunk. You just looked at the ball.
My bad. I'm sick. My bad, nigga.
We lost the game now.
I thought you were passing it to the other teammate. I thought that had happened already, though. But maybe I'm tripping.
No, low-key, I really thought that already happened.
No, I think, if anything, Coffee Bean would have been the one to kill it from that.
Coffee Bean.
Okay, that's the shit.
Stay dragging it, bro.
That's the shit that you said that pissed me off. Like, what do you mean?
Coffee Bean dragged the Coffee fucking
Bean
album,
is, Coffee Bean is a perfect fucking outro.
It's all right.
It's a perfect outro.
You're tripping. How is it a perfect outro?
You just go out. I don't know, bro. You just go out with the vibe. It's just the vibe, bro.
It's just a vibe?
It's just the vibe.
That's not the vibe, bro.
It is a vibe.
He's not 2 Chainz, bro.
Just look. Eric, all I gotta say, bro,
that was 2 Chainz song.
just because it's not a fucking banger. Oh. Like, you can listen to it in your car.
Where are you gonna listen to it, then?
I don't know. In your room, on your headphones. And the fuck, I don't care, bro. All I'm saying is, just because you can't bump it at full volume doesn't mean it's not a good song.
But that's not what I'm looking for, though.
Ooh. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the hype.
Ooh.
That's what I'm fucking saying, though. Ooh. Just because it's not a hype song doesn't mean it's a bad song.
Ooh. I know. I have songs that aren't all hype. They're good.
Ooh. Like what?
I had to go through them, but I had to go through my music real quick. But I know.
Give me one song on the spot.
Jermaine, YG's not hype. He's just gangsta.
No, his new album isn't hype.
His new album is ass, first of all.
Yeah, okay, look, a little side note. I know this is a little off topic, but you know, every time you tell us that, like, you don't like a song or it shouldn't belong there, some nonsense. You know, that makes me like the song even more.
Low key.
It makes me bump that shit even harder. Why? Bro. Like, I don't know what it is. But, like, it makes me bump that shit harder, bro. Like, I'm like, oh, this is the song Johnny doesn't like. Fuck yeah.
Well, like, which one?
Like.
You're crazy.
Oh, right. You say you didn't like the Kanye album, right?
Oh, Fried?
Fucking Fried. Fucking Field Trip. Oh, my God, bro.
I never said I didn't like Field Trip. I didn't like Fried.
But Fried goes hard.
Fried is terrible. I like Fried.
I got you on a song. Sundress by ASAP. By Rock.
Okay, yeah. That's valid, but that's like a TikTok song, so I'm not surprised you like it.
I'll get you with another song.
I didn't know that was a TikTok song.
Neither did I. A very fucking popular song.
Sundress?
It's very poppy.
What album is that? Testing?
I think it's a single, bro.
Oh.
Down in Atlanta? That's not a hype-ass song.
That isn't a lot. Okay, you getting it. Okay.
Maybe you got me. How many songs did you have to scroll signs through? Another poppy type song.
Okay. But it's not hype, is it? It's not hype.
You either want hype.
But that's what you wanted. You want me to tell you songs that aren't hype.
Okay, I think you just like songs that have fucking commercial success.
Down in Atlanta, was it?
Commercial success. Oh, we talking numbers now.
Are we talking numbers, bro? If it's not streaming, Eric don't like it.
He didn't like that I fucking named a couple songs. Ooh,
do I smell? He couldn't take it. Do I smell a body bag coming?
If it's not at least gold, he's not fucking with the song.
You know what? You know what? Too. Fuck it. I'm a.
And if it is below gold, it's a banger. Because I know you'd be listening to some low tier shit too. But that low tier shit is trash.
Damn, for real?
Bro, yeah.
Like what?
Wasn't he listening to like fucking Mr. Pickle or some shit like that? What was that artist you were listening to?
Which one?
I don't know.
You need to be more specific. I don't have no Mr. Pickle, dog.
I don't know. It was some gay sounding ass name, bro.
Mr. Pickle.
Do you have any artists with Pickle in their name?
No.
Oh. I might.
Lo que Dios quería.
Nigga, what?
Lo que Dios quería.
Who's that by?
J Balvin.
What God wanted?
Yeah.
Is by J Balvin?
Yeah.
Is he not like one of the more international?
All right, fuck it. The Thrill. Ooh. The Thrill. The Thrill.
The Thrill?
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah.
How do you know that? Okay.
I like that song.
Okay.
I like that song.
I bet Wiz fan?
I mean, his old shit is better than his new shit.
That didn't have commercial success. Oh,
I'm back to Denver, bro.
Do I smell a body bag coming?
I don't know, bro. I think it has now. What is that on Cushion OJ? The Thrill? Isn't that one of his most popular mixtapes?
I don't know, dog. I just see single, so I don't know.
He don't know. He's not educated in the music.
Let's get educated.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna look for the fucking Astroworld songs and see which ones are the most streamed to the least streamed.
I thought you pulled that up already.
Ooh!
Nigga, I haven't pulled up.
Oh, shit!
I haven't pulled up, but it doesn't categorize it by album, so I gotta, like,
sort it. Damn.
Break it down, nigga.
Yeah, it's
just, oh, shit!
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
See, like, Sicko Mode, that's number two. Well, that's number one on Astroworld.
I was gonna say, there's no way that's not number one.
On Astroworld?
Yeah.
Or in general?
Like, most streamed?
Yeah. It's that, second most streamed.
What the fuck's for Butterfly Effect?
No, I mean, like...
Like, in overall, the album?
In general. Like, his whole discography.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
No, but on Astroworld, yeah. Sicko Mode is one. Butterfly Effect is two. Let's see. Stargazing is three. Yosemite is four. Can't Say is five. 5% Tint is six. Let's see. Astro Thunder, seven. No Bystanders, I'm surprised it's that low, is eight.
Damn.
Wake Up, nine. Skeletons, 10. Stop Trying to Be God, 11. Houston Fornication. What did I say? I don't know. That 12. Was 12. Underrated. R.I.P. Screw, 13. Coffee Bean, 14. Carousel, 15. Who, what? What is that?
16.
16. NC-17.
No, they need to be fucking
coming in last place. What did I say before we recorded? What did I say was the worst fucking song on that album?
Coffee Beans.
What did I say? NC-17. And it's the least streamed for a fucking reason, Eric.
That's true.
You know, I love that he's going straight towards me when I'm not the only one that said that.
But I stand by what I say. See.
Oh, yeah, I still did.
All I'm saying is just because it's a banger doesn't mean it's the best song. It's literally the worst song on the album. I'm not saying it's a bad song. It's just the worst song.
Tripping.
Who What is probably the second worst, which is the second worst song there, too.
Wait, what?
Who What?
Let me look at my discography. No way.
Yeah, bro.
I think I bumped that shit the hardest.
Yeah, because it's like a banger. Like, you bump it in the car. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a song that I have on my playlist to, like, bump in my car, but I wouldn't
say it's... Oh, so we need songs that we can't bump in the car, then.
No, I'm just saying that just because you bump it in the car doesn't mean it's the best one.
Oh, that one's stupid high, bro.
It's okay, bro.
Stupid high. Must be, I don't know, your generation.
What?
He said your generation.
I'm sick,
must,
bro.
Must be your thinking or something, bro.
Nah, I'm bro. Tripping,
my
bro.
Boy's like 9 months older.
That's tripping, bro. There is no way that's not a banger, bro.
No, did I say it wasn't a banger? I just said
But you're basically saying it's not a banger because it's in the bottom.
I'm not saying it's not a banger, bro. That's not what I said. Don't fucking twist my words up and shit.
Bro.
I said...
Okay,
nah. I said it's on the bottom of that album. Like, it's one of the weaker songs on
Yeah, there. But that means it's basically not a banger. No, if it's a weak song, yes.
Fucking Alfie, how do I explain this to you, bro?
Nigga, look, look.
For me, this album has zero skips. Zero skips, a perfect album to me. But
tripping.
If they told me, hey, Johnny, delete two songs from this album, it would probably be NC-17 and Who What.
Tripping. Nah, if it's in the bottom tier, that means it's not a banger.
No, put it's
it
a banger.
Look, put it this way, put it
it's
this
a
way.
Banger, bro.
Put it this way. Nah, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, we're playing kickball.
Right.
You gotta pick teams.
Right.
That last kid that you're picking, he's not the good player. He's just it's all right. He's there. I need to fill the roster.
Let me give you a better analogy. Let's say they're doing it the All-Star draft, right? Like how they did it the last few years.
Okay.
Where they have captains.
Okay.
Every person on that roster is good. They're an all-star for a reason.
And then the last pick is I.
The last pick is still good. They're just the worst of the good players.
See, they I.
No, they're still good. They're not all right. They're still top tier. They're just not as good as the other ones. That's it.
They I.
Oh, my God.
But it's cool, bro.
It's a perfect album, but I could live without those songs. How about that?
See, they are.
They're good, bro. I still fuck with the songs. They're good. They're not just all right. They're good.
But you just said it yourself. You could live without them.
I could live without them. Doesn't mean they're not good.
So they are. Right.
No.
He's not going to say I because that means you win. He's not going to do it. He's not going to admit it. He wants to. He wants to. And if he is going to admit it, it's going to be off the air. I know, Johnny.
But I'm not going to admit it, though. That's the thing, because it's not true.
Shit.
He don't want to know he sees left.
I'm sick, bro. I'm honestly sick right now.
He said, they aight.
So, yeah, don't ever call Coffee Bean mid again. That's crazy.
Coffee Bean is... It's aight.
Not crazy.
Coffee Bean. I think that's the only song I don't have saved. TBH.
Trippin'. Is that his best album?
Huh?
Is that his best album?
Best album?
Yeah,
probably.
Okay.
In my opinion, no, but probably.
No, what do you think, though?
No.
Tell me. It's okay, bro.
What I think?
Yeah.
What I think is his best album?
Yeah.
Birds in the Trap.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah, you should have kept that one to yourself.
I think that's his best album.
That's crazy. No, I'm not going to say it wasn't a solid album. It's just,
that's his best album. It's got
some fucking stinkers in there.
It has the tightest album cover.
The fucking wings?
Disagree.
What the
I
fuck?
I still think Astroworld is better.
Nah.
Yeah.
Could have done without the kids.
I gotta go with Johnny on this.
Thanks, bro.
But this is what it is.
Matter of fact, I think that might be my... This is not me being a hater, but I think that
You're being a hater.
No, I think that might be my least favorite album cover by him.
Tripping. That album cover is fucking hard.
No, it's hard. Like I said, just because I think it's the worst doesn't mean it's bad.
See? You think that album cover is aight.
Wait, for which one?
Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight. It's okay, bro. Like, it's good. It's cool.
Utopia's one was aight. It was trash.
I can't disagree with that.
He should have fucking left the original one. The one with the fucking, we got the three black homies in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Loki, I like the Utopias cover.
I like it, too. I get why you don't like it.
I think it matches the album perfectly.
It does. It matches the mood.
Especially when you're listening to My Eyes.
Facts. I like the album cover. But I see why you don't like it.
He should have picked the album cover with the three black guys and the one white chick.
Wait, actually? Oh, yeah. Actually, are you trolling?
Yeah, I guess you'll never know, huh?
I don't know, bro. There were so many, like, what's it called?
No, because there were
so many versions of that album cover that could have been, I guess.
But I think that was the only cool one, though.
Which one? The one that he picked?
The one that he picked, and then the three black guys and the white chick. Okay, the one with you weren't trolling. The one with the little, like, African kid or whatever. Man, that was aight. The Picasso painting one, it was aight.
Valid.
But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well,
I stand by Birds in the Trap, though.
Wait, the album cover or the
everything, bro?
Everything.
I don't want to see that one right there.
Wait, that really was an actual album cover? It's actually four black dudes. That's crazy. Blacktopia. I'm sick. No, see, that wouldn't have matched the mood for the album, though.
Low-key.
No, low-key, it wouldn't have. But having this homie on there? Oh, yeah, that shit would.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the little black African, man.
I thought that was Kendrick, I'm not gonna lie.
That's racist.
It looks like Kendrick. That's racist. Oh, tell me, black bro. Tell me you don't look like Kendrick a little bit. I'm tripping on that one.
You tripping, my boy.
Okay. Yeah, you tripping, my boy.
Sorry. I take it back.
Wrong black guy.
All right. Hold on. I want to ask you something else, Eric. Ooh. Utopia, right? That came out recently.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. Oh, fucking shit.
What's the weakest song on that album?
Oh, shit.
I need to
look at that.
I need to know because I already have my pick. I think I just need to double check to make sure, but... I am pretty sure I got my pick.
I don't know what I've been told.
Almost certain. I don't. Actually, oh, fuck. That's a hard one.
I think there was a couple weak songs, so.
De La Resto, I think. Hold on.
You know what's valid?
Let's see. Oh, okay. I definitely do.
Which one?
What's it called? Del Resto was I, but since you said that, I don't want to say that, so I'd probably say Topia Twins.
Thank you. I'm so fucking surprised, bro.
Yeah.
Alfie, for real?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
That one's whack.
That one's like, fucking right? Low key.
Tripping.
I knew Eric would not like that. But.
It should have been a better song for what the song was called.
Utopia Twins, literally the worst song on the album, bro.
Yeah.
Now, can you bump it in the car?
Yeah, you can.
Just don't actually listen to it. That shit's booty.
Damn. Why?
Background, I don't know, bro. It's just fucking...
You're like 21, bro? 20.
I don't know, bro. Like, every time I listen to, like, the lyrics and shit, I'm like, this shit's so mid, bro. Like, honestly, it sounds like...
Shame.
It sounds like somebody grabbed, like, a beat on YouTube. And then, like, the high school kids are like, all right, let's fucking freestyle over this shit.
Like J. Cole?
All right, bro. Nah.
Let me see. J. Cole got a beat on YouTube, though.
No, he did. Oh, yeah, see, bro, like... It's trash.
Tripping.
What do you like about it?
It's a banger. Banger for show.
Oh, great insight, bro.
great insight, bro. Oh, see, that's like it. See, that's another song. You said K-pop didn't belong in that shit, huh?
It didn't.
No. I love that song, bro.
No. But let me. It didn't belong.
He's on that trying album. To justify this shit so bad.
Damn, bro. No, because I never hated the song. I just didn't think it belonged in that album. It just seems so out of place. Well, because
why?
I don't know. To me, bro, like when I listened to that album, you know how you said that Black album matches like the mood. It's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like a darker album, right? In a way. K-pop is like the opposite.
It's not dark.
It's a party song.
I mean, you got three big hitters. You got The Weeknd, Travis, and Bad Bunny, right? Yeah, Bad Bunny.
I'm trying to think.
I just didn't think it didn't fit the mood. It's cool as a single, I guess, like, you know, to get on the charts and shit, but damn, it didn't belong on the album.
Nah, I fucked with it hard on that.
I still like the song. I'm not saying I don't like the song. Just not while I'm listening to that album. Like, if I'm gonna put the album in rotation and I just want to listen to the album, I'm probably going to skip that song.
K-pop just out.
K-pop and Topia Twins.
Topia Twins, yeah.
Damn.
No, there's a couple that I might like skip. Like some of them are, you know, they are. Like Circus Maximus is okay.
That one's okay. But what's up? What's up? You guys will fuck with Parasol?
I do.
Yeah.
I like that one. I really.
I'm surprised.
I like
low key, huh?
I like Parasol. I really like God's Country. Of course, fucking The Carrier, Meltdown.
Meltdown was fire. God's Country, I liked it. I just wish, you know, the little background, I wish they would have lowered that a little bit. Because I feel like it was too strong throughout the whole song.
Okay, so real quick then, what's your favorite song on that album?
I go back and forth, bro.
Bro, I'm really tripping right now.
Why?
I'm looking at my microphone right now. There's like a little thing in the middle. I've never seen that.
That's before. The fucking mic.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that before. What the fuck?
Wait, yo, what? In the middle?
There's like the microphone piece in the middle.
Yeah, fool, they all have it.
I've never seen that. Hey, no, Diddy. It's probably because we recorded in the dark.
They don't have to know that, bro.
No Diddy?
No Diddy.
Hey, it's nighttime over here. That's why we record in the dark.
So what's your favorite song from that album?
Meltdown, but if you want me to give you another answer so you don't say I'm fucking biased, I'd probably say My Eyes.
Okay.
How about you? My Eyes are Hyena, low-key.
I can't pick, bro. I have, let's see, 5 starred songs on this album.
So out of those 5 stars, which one?
I don't know, bro. Depends on my mood.
Do it in the meaning of my new mood.
I'll give you my top 5. How about that?
Nah, nigga. This is your first. Your top 1.
Nah, nigga. We didn't ask for a top 5.
I don't know, bro. I feel like it's too recent to.
Because like, I mean, can tell bro? You my fucking favorite song.
It's been out long enough, my
How long has it been out?
Didn't come out last year. Past.
Like I think
it's been a year. Like,
yeah, a year. Because I was working, I was working construction when that shit came out.
Oh, man. Why y'all gotta make
July 28th, 2023. Yeah, it's been over a year. Yeah. You've had plenty of time to process.
He hasn't been listening to the album as much.
I have, bro.
Damn, so, forgettable album.
No, it's definitely not.
Like American Dream or what?
No. Yo,
that album, it's getting to me, but I still think it's not his best.
Who?
It's a forgettable album.
I don't think so.
It's an unforgettable album, though, yeah.
Just Like Me is the only good song that I still have bumping.
Tripping. Anyway, no, but come on, Johnny. Johnny.
All of Me, you mean?
Huh?
All of Me?
No, I think it's called Just Like Me. Like
Do I even have this?
Yeah.
Damn. No, I know you guys are going to say Red Room, but I don't like Red Room.
No. I wasn't gonna say Red Room.
Okay.
I wasn't gonna say Red Room either.
Okay. Oh, you're gonna say the one with Travis, right?
No.
Well, okay.
Oh, just like me with Burnable. Oh, I don't like that one, bro.
That was a good song. So you're still gonna say your fucking favorite song then?
But yeah, go back to your favorite song. Utopia.
I wanna say.
Say it. Say it with confidence, bro.
Well, I don't have confidence.
Why?
Because I'm stuck.
Step bro.
Okay, so it's between My Eyes, Telekinesis, Till Further Notice. Underrated.
Alright, you can definitely take that one.
Yeah, I think that one was so underrated, though, bro.
Is that the one, Kid Cudi?
Till Further Notice?
Yeah.
Nah, that's the outro. That's the one with James Blake.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely cut that one.
What? With the Metro beat?
Yeah.
Nah, tripping.
The other two are solid to pick out of, though.
Okay. My Eyes, Telekinesis. I don't know. I'm stuck between the two. I'm stuck between the three, but since you eliminated one for me, I'll eliminate it too. I had Hyena in there too, but
Hyena's fire. I didn't like it like that at first, but now I'm listening to it more. Yeah, it's an incredible song.
I want to see what you guys think would be my favorite or is my favorite.
Knowing fucking you, bro, I'd say Topia Twins, just because it's the most ass song, okay. But it has a good production.
Okay, what about you?
It's either Topia Twins or it's Fiend or what else is there? No, it's a fucking, tell me you still up, it's 5 a.m. and I'm drunk right now.
That is a
banger. What is the fucking song? What is that song?
I know.
There you go. That's what it is.
You know, none of you niggas got it right.
What is it?
I would say, Till Further Notice.
Oh, see, okay. I'm fucking shook, Loki. Alfie, you really don't fuck with that song, bro?
Nah.
That's crazy.
I don't think I have it saved.
Till Further Notice, for real. That shit's a fire ass song.
Oh, I do have it saved, but I know I don't listen to it.
Nah, definitely. You can't. I don't listen to it. Look, bro, we're going to have to play it after we record and tell me straight to my face that it's not at least a banger.
Nah, because there's too many other bangers to this. Like top three, My Eyes, Meltdown. Shit, nigga. I forgot Modern Jam was on this album, too.
Modern Jam is mid.
Modern Jam is fucking fire,
Modern
nigga.
Jam is so mid, bro. Oh,
that shit is so fire. I'm gonna like it more now.
It's mid. It's one of the mid songs on the album. I have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. I can't just play that song.
No.
Yeah.
Isn't that actually one of the songs that we missed at the concert?
Yeah, I wasn't too upset about it.
That one, Hyena.
I mean, I was upset about Hyena, bro. I wanted to.
Loki.
Yeah, I wanted to bump that one. But it is what it is.
But I am fucking. I teared up a little bit.
Loki.
Say what you want about that concert, but he did sing my favorite song, though.
Which one?
You know my favorite song?
Which song?
I know which song.
Can I guess?
No. Utopia, no.
Can
my
I guess?
Favorite
no,
Travis
it's,
song.
It's on Astro. I'll tell you that right now.
No, it's not on Astro. No? No.
Oh, shit.
It's on Birds.
It's on Birds in the Trap?
My favorite fucking song, bro. Because I remember that was, besides Antidote, that was the first song that really got me into Travis.
Can I guess?
Go for it.
Is it Pick Up the Phone?
No. That one's a good one, too.
SDP?
No. I think it's a lower tier song in that album, to be honest.
Really? And he sang it at the concert?
Yeah.
So, and it's not Bees in the Trap, huh?
No, I think it's a lower tier song. But he sang it, and I was...
Let's see.
Let me find out he's going to say Goosebumps right now.
No. Did he sing Goosebumps? Yeah, he did, huh?
I think he did.
No. I like Goosebumps, but no. I try not to listen to Goosebumps because I feel like I've heard it 10 million times already.
Yeah. Way Back?
No, because he didn't sing that song. But I love, I like Way Back, but I don't like the end part of it. I like the first half. I think he only sang that one song. Yeah, he sang it, though. He sang it. It was the lower tier song, too. Because you guys obviously haven't guessed it.
Is it Lose?
Yeah. Lose.
Okay. That's a banger.
I fucking love that song, bro.
Some interesting facts.
From fucking Travis Jack.
We really seen that motherfucker for free.
Y'all seen him for free.
That's why I tried singing, like whispering, so that way you didn't hear.
So I didn't hear you. Yeah.
I really saw that nigga twice.
Oh, you did, huh?
I can't believe. You know what's so insane? And that makes me kind of sick, bro. Like, don't get me wrong. I love that I've had the chance to see all these artists. And I've seen them, you know, some of them multiple times. But it's. I cannot believe I have not seen my favorite artist, though.
Who?
Drake? I've never seen Drake. Damn. I've never seen Drake.
Damn.
But I've seen Travis twice. I've seen Bad Bunny twice. Fucking. Yeah, like, I've seen.
Going to Bad Bunny twice is low-key crazy work, bro.
Going to Bad Bunny twice is incredible, bro. Low-key, the different eras that was in, I know it was only like 2 years apart. But it was insane, bro. When he did that tour for Un Verano Sin Ti, bro, that was an insane time.
I would have gone to that one, but the more recent one?
That one was fucking fire, bro.
That album was fucking mid.
Nah, that shit was beautiful. It makes me, low-key, bro, listening to that album makes me really judge other, like, Spanish music harder. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. The concert that I went to last night, it was kind of mid.
Who'd you go?
I saw Fuerza Regida.
You didn't like it?
I thought it was okay. Like, it was cool. It was cool. He sang some bangers. But then he started singing. I'm going to go on a tangent right now. Low key, the thing I don't like is I understand why, you know, male artists, especially Spanish singers, do it, but I feel like they appeal too much to the women in concerts. They try singing too much of the, like, softer shit, too much of, like, and I get it, you know, there's hella.
Did he sing Sigo Chambiando?
I think so. He sang a lot of fucking soft shit. Like, a lot of soft shit. He did not sing. To be honest, he didn't sing half of that.
Or the album?
Like, half of the what's the album before the fire one? The one with the baby shooting. The one that has Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
He only sang a couple songs from that album. He sang a lot of his, like, super lovey-dovey shit. And then he started singing all his stupid techno shit, his EDM shit.
That that newer album that he got, it's actually pretty good.
I don't like the first half of it. I think the first half of it is trash. When he goes back to the corridos and shit, it's incredible. And imagine he didn't sing the best fucking song on that album, bro. That is fucking insane. That's insane, bro.
Low key, these other homies said it was pretty fire.
No, like, it was cool. It was cool, but I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. From all the concerts I've been to this year, I think this one was the most mid one.
But okay, isn't, like, the fan base like 80% females?
That's why I understand. To be honest, I want to say it's probably like 60-40. 60 being the females.
Okay.
I would say that. I don't know for sure, though. I don't know. But I know a lot of niggas, like, bump that shit. Yeah.
Damn.
But I don't, the thing is, bro, you know what I'm thinking is, I feel like this nigga wants to try to appeal more to bitches than female artists appealing to bitches.
Yeah, that's valid.
You know what
that,
I mean?
That's valid, but yeah. That's valid, though. Why would he want to appeal to niggas?
I get it, but it's just like...
Isn't that your favorite thing is bitches, bitches, bitches?
No, it is, but it's just like...
All of a sudden, it's not okay?
No, it's just
you
like...
You want him to appeal to you?
Low-key, I want him to sing some harder songs. Shit.
Also valid.
Shit. Like, bro, if he was singing all these, you know, slow love songs, he should have made it into a baile, bro. Would have made more sense. But I don't know. TBH, bro, I thought it was good, but it was okay.
It was mid.
Yeah.
Just say it was trash.
It was alright. No, I'm saying it was alright.
Just say it was trash.
Bro. Just say it was trash.
Nah, I'm saying it was alright.
What happened if it's alright, it's trash?
That's why I'm saying it's alright.
So it's trash.
No, fuck it, dude. Fuck it. Because thinking about all the concerts that I've been to this year, bro, yeah, that one was probably, yeah, that one's bottom tier. And it crazy. Sucks. It sucks because this is the one I was looking forward to the most.
And it was the most disappointing one?
I almost regret.
Here, that's the thing, though, too, is did you have such a high expectation that you just got let down because they didn't meet that? Or was it an actual fucking trash concert? Because I've seen fucking videos of this nigga doing his concerts, and it looks pretty badass.
But to be honest, look, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. Some of the shit he was doing was cool, but then some of it, you know, it was kind of minimal. You know, like put it this way, that dude, well, how do you say his name? Feed, the homie that's dating Carol G, lucky bastard. Tripping. That dude,
he's dating a man.
Hell no, Carol G. But nah, that homie, I'm not gonna tell you this homie is no Bad Bunny. I don't think he is. You know, you could fool me. I feel like that nigga put so much more effort to his concert though. And he sang all his bangers.
I mean, low key, bro. I feel like lower tier artists sometimes put on better shows.
Bro. And I will agree with that. I will agree with that. But there's also higher tier artists that put
on show.
Like Bad Bunny, bro. Bad Bunny puts on fucking shows. If anything, I think this last one, he did hella. My nigga had 3 stages.
That's crazy.
3 stages, 4 wardrobe changes. He had like a spinning ladder.
Like, God damn.
Like, nah. That was...
The tickets are so expensive.
Shit, I got it for the steal. But...
Oh, he got it for the free.
No, but I got it for the steal. Nah, dude. You know what's funny, bro? Ever since that day, I don't buy tickets, like, right off the gate anymore. I used to do that. But ever since that day of the Bad Bunny show, bro, literally, I bought that shit the day of. And that fucking floor ticket went from $1,500 to $220.
God
damn.
Yep.
Low-key, that's the way to go, though, bro.
No, it really is. Now that I'm, like, thinking about it, that's why, like, every concert, like this one, last night, I bought it on Thursday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was okay. Like, it was cool, but it was like. But yeah. What's up? Are you going to any concerts?
I'm not, bro. I'm done with concerts.
Why?
They got ruined for me after I got robbed for my money. And all my homies got their refund.
Shout out my boy Johnny Sins for taking one for the team.
Nah.
Facts. He paved the way. He really paved the way for us.
And I haven't gone to a concert since, bro.
I respect that.
He died for our sins.
Oh, I'm sick, bro. I'm hot. Is it hot in here or is it just me?
No, it's a little warm.
It's a little warm, huh?
It's a little warm, but I think you're hotter.
Hey, yo.
No homo.
What do you mean? Like, actually?
I think you're hotter because of fucking the tickets.
Oh, okay. I thought you were calling him hot, bro.
Thanks, bro.
That guy?
Yeah.
Pretty handsome dude.
Thanks, bro. You too.
He's looking pretty steezy, like extra steezy.
Oh, thank you, bro.
The Fabletics shirt, everything.
Oh, I'm fucking dude, sick.
like, bro, there's something going on with him today, bro.
What do you mean?
Like my boy is dressed for casual Sunday, but he's still not casual. That makes no sense, bro.
I'm casual as can be.
My boy got a fresh as nuts cut. He got all the jewelry on. You ever seen that meme where it said fucking Ice Spice got everyone at Stadium Goods wearing all the jewelry? You never seen that meme?
No, I haven't seen it.
Basically, you know when they go shop with Joe LaPuma?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? All these homies, all the workers, they were all dripped out. They had all their chains on and shit.
Oh,
like the cashier, he had like 5 chains on.
Damn.
But yeah, my boy got all his drip on.
Sounds like Fatal.
He don't even got his beaters on, bro. He got his semi-clean shoes, bro. like they not that clean, but they clean still.
Bro, you're hyping me up too much.
Nah, bro. What's going on, bro?
I'm in my era, bro.
The Fabletics shirt. The dry fit.
I'm in my pretty boy era.
With the knee-high Fabletics shorts.
They are knee high.
The double slit eyebrow.
Let's talk about Eric.
The touched up beard.
Let's talk about Eric.
Why are we switching up, nigga? We're talking about handsome fellas over here. That's you.
You're handsome too, bro.
Yeah, you're handsome too, bro. Why are you looking like that, bro?
Like what? I just got cut, dog.
I know. Cut. I saw a pic, bro. I saw a pic. You were wearing like a 400 plus bill outfit going on right there, bro. For a haircut at Fatum. My boy was all dripped out for no reason, bro.
Dripped out to the barbershop so he can get the honey.
Dripped out just to get hair clippings on his fucking $150 shirt. I'm sick.
Eric.
Yeah.
Let's say there's a honey at the barbershop, but she works there, right? She's there a is. Barber.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. You spit in game while she's on the job or not? Is that weird?
Okay, you know, that's actually what I was thinking about. Like, if I try hollering at this bitch, everyone is going to know about what the fuck I did or what I said.
But, I mean, look, at the end of the day, bro, I think that's going to stop so many people. Because everyone's going to know, oh, yeah, I'm the one that spit game at her. And then if they get rejected, everyone's going to know that she rejected you, right? I get that. But look, you're going to be the one and only dude trying to do that. And she might be like, oh, this dude's taking initiative. Bitches love an alpha male.
And are you an alpha male?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry, Alpha. Go on.
I was going to ask him that, too. That's funny. Oh.
Yes, sir.
And look, bro, you said you don't know if you're going to spit game at her while she's on the job.
Yeah.
Let me remind you. Fatum in South Ogden is not your normal barbershop. It's not your normal workplace. You know. Don't get me wrong. They clean you up and they give you professional haircuts. But what they give you is a black barbecue cookout vibe.
Bro. The homie Stilo Benz. Fucking, I overheard him fucking tell Edgar, kiss him on the lips. I was like, hey, relax. Fucking, you know, Zay, my old barber Zay.
Sick.
Sickening. Kiss me on the fucking forehead and shit, right? Fucking, they were like, clean.
Wait, so fucking,
wait.
How did you say that without?
Hold on, elaborate on that shit.
So he was like getting ready to fucking, you know, like do my eyebrows and shit.
Okay.
Next thing I know, little kiss. I'm like, what the fuck, dog?
Okay, so he kissed you on the forehead, your ex-barber.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a series of questions. One, what went through your head?
I was really thinking, like, this motherfucker really just kiss my forehead? I'm like, what the fuck? And he said, oh, sorry, that was for a TikTok. I'm like, this motherfucker.
He kissed you on the forehead for a TikTok?
Yo.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Number two, what did you do after he kissed you?
I just started laughing. I was like,
damn, oh, nigga, you were cheesing?
Oh, you started laughing? I was laughing, and I said, ain't no fucking way.
Oh, he blessed you up?
No, I started laughing. I'm like, ain't no fucking way you just kissed my fucking forehead, dog. I was like, no way.
Okay. Question number three. Did you get bricked up?
Huh? No, I didn't.
Question number four. Did your toes curl?
No.
Question number five. Did you get goosebumps?
No, I didn't.
Every time.
Question number six. Did he get bricked up?
That, I don't know.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, so fucking my
I mean, that's not a valid question, bro.
Valid as fuck.
So after I heard that, I was like, no, nah, I was like, no, nah, fuck that, you know. So I was already on edge.
You were on edge. Nigga, you like that shit.
No, so fuck out. He was like cutting up my eyebrows and shit, right? And I fucking felt like his arm like on my lip and shit.
Oh,
I was sick, like, dude, bro. I moved so fucking fast. He goes, dog, relax. Relax. I almost took out your whole eyebrow. I was like, fuck. I was like, nah, bro. Like, I fucking felt something on my lips. I was like, nah. I was like, ain't no way. I thought you fucking grabbed something and started putting it. I was like, nah, I was not going to take that risk. So I almost took out my whole eyebrow.
That's crazy.
Okay. If he would bite your lip, what would you do, bro?
Oh, I would have sucked that motherfucker right there.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Let's be real, Eric. Would you have kissed him back?
No. Or would you have bit back?
No, what the fuck?
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Nah. I don't know, bro. The way you repped his brand, I wouldn't doubt it. You were a fucking brand ambassador.
Don't look.
Oh, God. My boy repping all the brands.
Hey, at least you know you're a real nigga, bro.
He gave me these fucking shirts. He gave me two of them because he said, one, he didn't have no use for them, you know, because they're 2X, so too big of a shirt for him.
Yeah.
And I let him use my spare tire.
That was reason number two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I had, like, an actual spare from the TO days.
So my boy's repping the Fatum Barbershop.
Yo.
With no line in the A.
Yo.
You so fresh, Eric.
At least my nigga does rep.
Oh, God, bro.
You can count on him to wear anything, bro.
If we ever make merch, Eric's going to be repping that.
Oh, everywhere. Hell yeah. Bro. Heavily.
Low key.
Heavily.
When we make merch, I'm a hella rep that shit, too.
Yeah, me too.
TBH, nigga. I want to.
No,
make,
you're not.
I want to make chains.
Look, bro. Chains.
Yeah.
You got money for chains?
No, but I got money for a fake chain. Shit.
Fuck.
Got to start somewhere.
No, right. I'd rock it if we got like a cool, you know, little design or whatever.
Wouldn't every design being cool, little design,
huh?
Or whatever?
Wait, what?
Wouldn't every design be a cool little design or whatever?
No.
So you're saying we're gonna make some fucking foo-foo-ass designs?
All I'm saying, bro, is there is some foo-foo designs, and I don't want that to be us.
But that's them. That's not us.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So if it's not us, then I'll rock it, bro.
So I want to hear you say you're gonna rock it.
I'm gonna rock it, bro. If it's fresh.
I can't hate on it. I got hate on it, but we make anything fresh, bro.
Exactly. I believe it. But if it's not fresh, count me out, buddy.
He said, count me out, buddy.
All I'm saying, bro, is I don't want...
So you're going to sell some doo-doo-ass design?
No, that's not what I'm saying, bro. But look, all I'm saying is I don't want our design to look like I'm wearing like a fucking 5K for cancer charity shirt. Like, I want people to know, oh my God, this is a podcast shirt for the culture. I don't want them to be like, oh my God, like, did you buy that shirt for like charity or whatever? Like, you know what I mean?
And low-key, that could be the fucking first shirt right there too. For what? The culture.
For the culture?
Yo.
Hard.
Just saying.
Low-key, I be having designs in my head, but I can't draw.
You just gotta, make them come to fruition.
Have you not talked about talking to an artist? Have you thought about that?
Who's an artist? You know an artist?
You're sitting right next to him.
Oh, fucking sick. I'm not an artist, bro.
I was gonna say, low-key, bro, no offense to my boy. No offense to my boy, bro.
He's a painting artist, dog. I'm just saying.
No offense to my boy, bro.
No offense taken, my boy. I promise
Boy can draw. You know, my boy can draw a little something. I saw him with a little heart. You know? It gave me a good laugh. But look, bro, if we need a man, we need some fresh ass shit. So that shit better be like steezy, bro. And low key, I don't want a demented looking bird.
wait, bird? I made a bird?
Huh? No, I'm just saying. You know how to draw a bird? You know how to draw a bird?
I don't know that.
Yeah, dog, you go. You do a little.
All right, do you know how to draw a cool bird?
Nah. I just know how to draw the little arch.
I have an idea in my head, but I don't know how to draw.
What kind of bird is it?
I don't know. Look, you know what I was thinking though? Okay, we're called early birds.
Yeah.
What bird are you though?
Me?
Yeah.
In specific?
Or are we all one for all, one all for one?
I don't know, bro, because owls are like, you know, night. Early, you think of like, no, I don't know, like a little early bird. I don't fucking know, bro. I feel like the early bird is low-key kind of weak.
Low-key?
You got to make a mean-ass early bird.
Low-key. I don't know. That's why I like a fucking bird. Like I'm thinking like a crow or something. Or like a vulture.
A vulture.
A vulture for the culture.
No. You don't want to be a culture vulture.
What is a culture vulture?
A culture vulture?
Yeah, what is it?
Isn't a culture vulture like a...
someone that's stealing the culture?
kind of, yeah. Like a white person trying to fit into a...
Mexican culture?
Black people culture. Like a white person trying to be black and rap. But like being inauthentic. If that makes sense. Let's ask Siri. Hey, Siri.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Siri.
I thought you just came up with that right now.
Loki, I did.
Damn, son.
I thought I was onto something, but never mind.
Let me look it up, bro. I might be wrong. Don't. I be saying shit out of my ass sometimes, so. What is a culture...
You know what I gotta say to that? This nigga.
Stay silly.
Shut up, my boy Eric, bro.
Okay, I got Urban Dictionary. All right, let's see. I'm y'all ready?
Yeah.
So a culture vulture, according to the Urban Dictionary, is a person or an organization making profit using unhonorable practices from a culture they do not care for. Example in music. Major record labels signing the latest viral rapper, exploiting them for the max returns even if their music sucks. Someone who steals traits, language, and or fashion from another ethnic or social group in order to create their own identity.
Okay.
Todd just brought himself a FUBU tracksuit and changed his name to Tyrone. He is such a culture vulture. So yeah, I think we get the idea here. No way
that last part was there.
This was from Urban Dictionary.
That last part was there.
You want to see? Look at that, bro.
Not Tyrone, dog.
No way.
Todd just bought himself a FUBU tracksuit and changed his name to Tyrone. He is such a culture vulture.
Oh, his name is Tyrone.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it. Bro.
Don't trip. We'll make cool merch.
A vulture. What are we at? Condors and shit?
I don't know. Eagles? What bird? Look, I would think eagle, but it's just we're not white.
I know. That's too
patriotic. Yeah, bro. We're not American. Know.
A seagull, kind of whack. A pelican.
No lie. What is the bird in the Mexican flag?
That's an eagle, too. But that's not a bald eagle. It's like a brown eagle type shit.
A brown eagle.
I swear to God. I don't know what.
Let me get a black eagle, nigga.
You want me to look it up?
See.
What is... We Googling all kinds of shit right now. What is the...
It's a golden eagle.
A golden eagle?
The eagle of the Mexican flag is part of the national emblem, which also includes a snake and eagle's beak.
And it's the golden eagle?
Yeah, it's a golden eagle, with the worm,
with the
standing on a cactus.
Hard with the snake, no? You mean a snake?
Oh yeah, it's a snake. My bad.
Damn. There's that. There's a golden eagle. That was pretty sick.
We'll do a black eagle.
Is there such thing?
We'll make it such a thing.
Why can't we be a fucking toucan or some shit?
Bro, that's soft, bro.
A toucan.
A macaw.
The fuck is that?
You know what a macaw is?
No. You want to get sponsored by Fruit Loops, nigga?
Shit. Wait, isn't the Fruit Loops a toucan?
Yeah.
I said a macaw.
You said a toucan at first.
Yeah, I know. But then I said a macaw.
What the fuck is a macaw?
Is that other colorful?
Is that the bird from Tucanos?
Stupid. No,
that's a toucan. A macaw. You've seen a macaw.
They do...
These that's a fucking right here, crow, bro. Dog. Oh, that. Okay.
Okay, I might be stupid. What the fuck does a parrot look like?
A parrot?
I thought that was a parrot.
Why thought that was a parrot, too.
A macaw is a parrot. It's just a colorful parrot.
And so, a part of the LGBT.
My nigga always want to try to act so smart, no, bro. I think I could have easily said a parrot, bro.
No, because
but
that's
he had to say, this is the scientific name.
No, because...
I hate niggas, bro.
No. That's like me saying a dog, right? But I say, like, a golden retriever. And you'd be like, That's a golden retriever.
But when you
then
say,
what is a dog?
But when you say like I got chased by a dog, you say yeah I got chased by a dog, not
yeah
I got chased by a golden
retriever. You're like saying oh yeah I got chased by a bitch, and then you're meaning oh I'm meaning a female dog. Nigga.
Well, because there's all kinds of parrots. There's the green ones. I mean they all look the same, but those are cool. Those are cool because they're colorful.
What the fuck?
They got the red. You know, they're like Brazilian.
Brazilian macaws?
That's the bird that was on that. What's that?
Rio?
Rio, yo. Yeah.
They motherfuckers were blue, though. They weren't Brazilian macaws.
What about a cockatoo?
Nigga, what?
A cockatoo.
It's not a bird, huh? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. My nigga knows his birds.
You know, I think it's a parrot still. You know what a cockatoo is, right?
Nah,
it's okay. The birds with the mohawk.
What the fuck?
You know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
I think that's what it's called. Cockatoo.
I don't know. Have you guys ever had fucking birds as pets?
No. I don't like birds.
Yeah, it's a parrot too. But it's these bitches right here, bro.
Oh, shit.
You never seen
them? Oh, that's a rocker.
No,
huh?
Yeah, what was that like? No, I've seen him.
See, that's a parrot too. But if I said parrot and you were thinking of this guy, completely different parrot, bro.
Nigga, there is no fucking way I'd be thinking about that motherfucker.
Wait. So you're scared of parrots or birds or what?
Birds in general, yeah. You've known this.
I have not.
You've known this.
I've known this. We had this cinema class in high school, bro. And the teacher made us watch the movie The Birds. Bro was scared shitless, bro. Like, he was ready to...
Low key, that's my hell right there, bro.
Why are you scared of fucking...
I don't know. I just never liked birds.
It's one thing being scared of fucking chainsaws and
Nah, that's bullshit, house. Bro.
But in a fucking bird?
Bro, why are you scared of a fake chainsaw?
Bro, why are you scared of a fucking bird that just nothing but flies?
That homie can shit on me and peck me. Pause.
Hey, yo.
Pause. No daddy. But yeah, fuck no. I hate birds, bro. Nah, bro, like, I hate birds so much, bro. Like, back when I lived in California, we used to go to this, like, seafood market. And there would be, like, a little restaurant. And where the eating area was outside. So there would be a bunch of fucking pigeons, like, on the floor, like, scavenging for food, bro. I fucking hated that shit so much, bro.
Pigeons. What about pigeons?
I don't like any birds. Any fucking birds, bro. Bruh, that's why, bruh, back in the day, this nigga Londo used to fucking know I didn't like birds.
And he scared you with his pigeons?
Bruh, this nigga would always fucking tell me, yo, bro, come help me feed my pigeons, bro. Now, fuck you, dude.
Wait, hold on. Not to change the subject, go on. But I have something.
Look, ask it.
No, bro. Go on. I will remember this.
Oh. I don't like birds.
Actually, yeah, you've been known this, bro.
No, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I bet. I told y'all this easily.
I thought it was just like a certain kind of bird.
Nah. It's like every bird.
He don't like birds or cats, bro. I don't know. Did you get over your fear of cats?
I did get over my fear of cats. Okay. Like, cats still kind of disgust me a little bit because I don't like cats in general. But, like, I'm okay with cats now.
Okay.
Cats are okay. But, no, fucking birds, fuck no. What's that? You remember fucking Gammon's, like, parrot or whatever?
He had a parrot?
Yeah, he had, like, a parrot long time ago, like, in high school.
Sure.
Yeah. Basically, the first time I went over to this fool's house to, like, play Xbox and shit, this nigga had his parrot flying around, bro. I remember, bro.
That's diabolical, bro.
I remember I was fucking, like, playing, right? I just turned to my corner, bro. In the couch, bro, in the little armrest, this motherfucker was literally standing there, bro. To try to act so hard, I didn't say shit, bro. But low-key, bro, I was shivering in my boots, bro. Like, I was scared shitless, bro.
Shaking in your boots?
That's why, low-key, bro, I got the game over with, and I fucking stood up.
He said... Oh, yeah, game over, guys.
Yeah, nah, bro, nah.
You know what, though, bro? That's so valid.
I cannot do that. Nah, I don't like birds, bro. I don't know what it is, but I don't like birds.
Bro got a bird phobia.
Low key.
It's okay, bro. I got a phobia of my fair share of things, too.
Barbecue ribs?
That's not a phobia. Fuck you, bro. You're sick. Barbecue ribs. Nah, but low-key, bro, for the longest time, I was scared of grasshoppers, bro.
You're not scared of them?
No, not anymore, but I was.
What about
worms?
Yeah.
Nah, worms still freak me out, bro.
Worms. What are you scared of besides chainsaws, it's nigga?
Chainsaws, dog.
You just scared of chainsaws?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm scared of something.
So fucking random.
Hold on, bro. Like, rest in peace, my boy, right? But Londo had a tattoo of a chainsaw, bro. On his... Wait, it wasn't even... It was a baseball, huh?
It was a baseball, but I used to always tell him it was a chainsaw.
It was a baseball, but Alfred made me always see the chainsaw. Let's say it was a chainsaw and he chased you around with his arm.
No.
It has to be a real chainsaw?
It has to be a real chainsaw.
Okay.
Nah, it just has to sound like a real chainsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, so even if it's like a
that leaf, fucking
like a leaf blower with a chainsaw, like
okay, so the one at the one at
13.
So okay, let's tell a story. So it was October, right? You know what's October? Ooh, spooky season. And what comes with spooky season? Haunted houses
and pumpkin spice lattes.
Okay, we're not that way, but. So, yeah, I straight up told this homie Alf and, you know, the homie Chewy back when we were kicking it. I was like,
who?
The homie Chewy.
Who's that?
Your old homie.
Your ex-buddy that wanted your schlong all along.
That's fucking crazy. All right.
But, yeah, anyways, so we went. I told these homies, If I hear a fucking chainsaw, I'm letting y'all know right fucking now. I'm running.
And look, little did I fucking know, bro. I was driving, right? Because I drove us there. I was literally driving, and I remember he told me that. I thought he was fucking bullshitting, you know? I thought he was just trying to get into the mood or some shit, right? Little did I fucking know, bro. Little did I know. We fucking traversed through the haunted house, bro. It was our turn to go, you know? We got our tickets. It was our turn to go. We're traversing through the haunted house, you know? We got a little, you know, some spooks.
Yeah.
And shit, right? And, you know, if you never been to our local, I guess it's not really local, but our local haunted house, you know, there's like areas and stages to it. And the last part, little did you know, there's a chainsaw man. And and you don't really see him. All you start hearing is the... I have never seen my nigga so scared and move so fucking fast in my life, bruh. Till that fucking day, bruh. Like, when my nigga said he was scared of chainsaw, he was fucking terrified of chainsaws, bruh. Like, bruh, there was literally two ways to go. One open ass area and then just one random door. What did my boy pick? He picked a random door, right? Fucking went in the random door. It was locked. It did not open. Instead of my nigga thinking, oh shit, maybe this is not where to go. Hell no. He said, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing everything to get in there, bro. My nigga started fucking barging in the door like he was SWAT, bro. Literally fucking busted the door open, broke the lock, right? Fucking literally opened the door, bruh. There was like hella niggas there with half costumes on. There was a nigga literally eating a fucking cup noodle, bruh. Cup noodle, slurping down noodles. Literally busted into their break room, bro. Everyone, you went the wrong way, wrong way. Bruh. If I never had secondhand embarrassment in my life, I did that fucking day, bruh. We ran and fucking dipped out of that place so fucking quick.
How do you manage to break a door and end up in their break room, bro?
I don't know, but I remember
that adrenaline must have been crazy.
Dude, you understand. I started running, bro, and I see like he was kind of covering the actual like exit, and I seen the other door, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm going out through this door. I fucking hit it. Nothing. And I seen that homie coming, bro. I fucking hit that bitch one more time. And I fucking hit that bitch so hard. I almost tripped. I was like, oh, shit. Next thing you know, I seen daylight. I was like, oh, shit. I seen daylight. It was just all the lights. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck did I do? They're like, no, you went the wrong fucking way. You're going with that. I'm like, fuck.
Oh my god, Eric. But you really think they would make it that hard to exit a haunted house?
That's what I'm fucking saying, but TVH, my fucking dumbass was following him.
Oh, we gotta run it this year.
No, this year, he already told me earlier, a while ago, he said he's down to hit up a Sun 49.
Hey, let's do 13th before. Get the spook level going.
Yeah,
prepare myself.
That was low-key weak.
Hey, that was low-key scary.
No, that shit weak.
It is pretty weak, bro.
That shit weak until you get the chainsaw.
To the chainsaw.
Matter of fact, I think the one in... is it Roy still?
West Haven?
Yeah. I think that one's scarier.
We should go to that one. I've never been to that one
before. I like that one.
That one, let me put, in my opinion, that one's easy. Nightmare is fucking medium. Asylum is hard.
The only reason I like the one in West Haven better is because, Nightmare's bigger, but the one in West Haven is actually outside. So I feel like the vibes are naturally scarier.
I just wish it was scarier.
Well, it's not.
I feel like Nightmare is more fat, like it's more fabricated, so they try too hard. This one is just spooky because it's like an actual forest.
Because you're going through the forest?
Like it's a real forest.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like it's outside. Yeah, so you walk through like
and what, all the niggas trees. Just like pop out?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And you'll hear you'll hear the river going through it.
Wait, what?
There's a river. You didn't know that?
Yeah, there's a little creek.
Yeah, the Ogden River.
Oh no, we gotta hit that.
Yeah, no, it's fire. I think it's underrated.
It's alright.
It's not as scary, but the vibes are scarier, which makes it more scary to me. If that makes sense.
The vibes. Scary vibes.
Oh yeah, and then this one lady comes out of like the forest, and then she just starts yelling and running at you.
What happens if she catches you?
I don't know. I never found out. I ran.
She rapes you.
She rapes me?
Yeah.
She bad?
No.
Ooh.
Brother. That's La Llorona, bro.
Oh, nah. Hey, La Llorona, before she died, she was low-key a baddie.
For real?
Yeah.
Or so the legend says.
The legend says she was beautiful. Ah. But I don't know.
The world may never know, bro.
Don't be a pussy. Just fucking get the contact.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
The what?
I don't give a fuck. You can call me a pussy, soft bitch, whatever. I am not getting the contact. Fuck no.
At Sound of 49, you can do the contact. Like, oh, put hands on you and shit.
You have fun doing the contact, bro.
Oh, I'm good, love.
Fuck no, I ain't doing that shit.
I'd be willing to do it if one other person does it, but if not,
I'm Donnie will fucking do it with you, bro.
I'll do it.
For real?
Yeah.
You know they can take you away from your party, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
He don't want to be with us.
No, I think I'd be okay with it. You know what? Okay, talking about contact and like haunted houses, you've heard of, what's it called?
The Hooper House?
It's like McCaney Manor or something like that?
Nah.
It's like a real life, like, torture house, bro. Like, you sign like a waiver, and then you go through it, and if you pass it, they give you like money, like thousands of dollars.
Damn.
But they like push you to your limits. Like, I don't know how it's legal.
The waiver.
Still.
Wait, what do you mean they push to, like, they rape you?
I guarantee the only thing they can't really do is like, obviously, like, fucking rape and shit, like, anything sexual. But I guarantee what they do is, like, they put you, like, in handcuffs, fucking tie you up type shit.
Why are you acting like you haven't done that before? It should be nothing new to both of y'all.
Yeah, it's called McCaney Manor, I think is how you pronounce it.
So that shit's still legal?
I mean, it's open right now. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, but so what do they do? Like, do they beat the shit out of you?
Basically.
They beat you up?
Basically.
Like, they punch you?
Type shit. I don't know if they fucking, like, beat you up.
Because I mean, look.
But I think what they do, they'll pull Mr. Beast and put you in a fucking, in a casket type shit.
Nah, that's...
And, like, I don't know, bury you. I don't know.
Look, I think as long as they don't rape you, or they don't, like, you know, beat the shit out of you, like, punch you, kick you or whatever, I think it maybe it's manageable.
I don't know. Go try it out.
No, fuck no. Fuck no. Imagine if they put me in a room full of birds, bro. Fuck no, bro. You guys ever been to fucking SeaQuest?
Nah, yeah. What is that?
The little fucking aquarium in the mall. They have a bird room.
He stays away from that one.
You can like go inside and there's like shit ton of birds in there.
Nah, that's crazy.
Fuck no, I've never gone in there.
Oh, I know you haven't.
Let's see. But how much money do you win?
$20,000 apparently.
20K?
Yeah, 20,000.
But what do they do though?
I don't know. You want to see a video?
Low key.
Hey, low key.
I'll pull up a video.
Because
we won't have to watch this after it airs though.
I bet.
After we're done recording.
Bet. Because, I mean, look, as long as they don't, like, harm you, and, you know, they don't touch your dick or your booty hole.
You think you could do it?
Maybe. Look, low-key, if they told me, you know, do it, like, Fear Factory style and get into this fucking tub full of rats, probably I couldn't do that, low-key.
That's what would stop you?
Rats are like birds, but, like, I mean, other than that, like, you know, maybe I'm all talk right now, but, like, the buried alive, that doesn't sound too bad.
That's not too crazy?
Not really.
What if they put you in a casket with fucking rats in it?
No, that's what I'm saying. If they put me, like, in a casket or, like, a tub filled with, like, rats or birds, okay, I probably
they're gonna put birds in your
casket. I probably couldn't fucking bro, do that.
Bro really had to capitalize on the birds. Rats or birds. Like, who in their right mind would be like, you know what would really scare them in this casket? Birds.
Hey, bro, what if they make you fill out? They make you fill out the waiver, bro. What's and then they're going to tell you, what's your biggest fear?
Birds.
I'm going to check out birds, bro.
Hey, we heard you like birds, so we put birds in your casket.
Oh, we got the crow man here. Yeah, but...
Damn, so you really hate to fucking be working at Associated, dude.
Why?
They got rats and fucking birds and bats in there.
Oh, for real? Yeah. For real?
They got bats in there, too?
Yeah.
That's for dangerous. Real?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yes.
We got fuck, birds, bats, and what?
They got
birds,
rats. Bats,
and rats.
Oh, I mean, they got you working there. Of course they got rats. Sneak your whole family.
I seen one dead rat in the trap by when the traps got him.
Yeah.
I seen a fucking group of bats fucking flying.
Yeah.
And I've seen like two birds.
No shit.
Yeah.
I mean the rats don't surprise me because y'all got food, right? So
yeah. But see but that's the thing, it's food.
No, that's violating like health code.
Yeah, but
There shouldn't be like rats or mice.
There shouldn't be rats, but y'all should have traps set up at every like corner, right?
And yeah. There should be traps outside too though.
Yeah. So have you seen like actual rats inside on the traps?
I've seen one dead on the trap.
On the trap?
Yeah.
Yeah. On the trap, it makes sense.
Like just cruising, walking, nah. Oh, it's just dead.
Oh, okay. See, that makes sense.
Same. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now, too. The bats, though?
Nah, bats is crazy, bro.
What the fuck is going on with that? The birds? Low-key, I've seen a bird in the warehouse once in a while.
There's a gang of birds.
But it's like the bats got...
Dude, like
fucking Batman's like cave is there or what?
Like I seen the little nest, yeah. It's wild.
Oh, that's crazy, bro. Sounds like rabies waiting to happen.
Low key, bro.
Low key. So don't ever go to fucking shop at Harmon's.
Oh, is that where you ship your shit?
Harmon's, Lee's.
Oh no.
Dicks.
You should put out the dicks? That's crazy.
there's like a couple more.
What about balls? Nigga.
Nah, we don't ship. They don't ship to fucking balls. Just dicks.
I'm sorry. But that's all we got for today, right?
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up because I'm hungry.
Then wrap it up, then.
You hungry? All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Yeah.